Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, well, the good news is the worst of it is over. I know some of you are without power, and Entergy has released some restoration times, and I'll just do some of the local ones real quick. They say that a list of estimated estimated restoration times for affected communities. Plaquemines, September 12th, 10 p.m. That would be last night, I guess. St. Tammany today at 10 p.m. Orleans Parish West Bank today at noon. Orleans Parish East Bank, that would be tomorrow at 10 p.m. And then I'll go through the rest of them with you. Mike Steele joins us now, Communications Director for the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Let me say this right now before we introduce Mike. A lot of these public officials have gone like 48 hours without any sleep. So a lot of them weren't available to come on early, and I fully understand that. I really wasn't available to come on early, but what do you do? Mike Steele, Communications Director for the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, he probably wasn't ready to come on early either, but he did. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Actually, I got to go home for the first time in a few days. Fell asleep by like 10 o'clock and was wide awake at 1:30.
Yeah, me
for
too.
For some reason.
It's been one of those weeks,
man.
Circadian rhythms are all off, and your mind's racing because it's been going at 100 miles an hour, and you try to go to sleep and you can't. But look, I know a lot of people are gone without power, and it's not been a comfortable night for them again. And I would just, I've given some restoration times just now, and I'm just asking them for patience. Because, Mike, first of all, you know, I know you're dealing with the power companies, and not just in the local area, but in the state. I think it's safe to say that the power companies, because they are in the business of power, they want to get those meters spinning as quickly as possible, right, and restore service?
Absolutely. And I can tell you from just around that, well, actually, I was trying to look up some of those numbers you were calling out, so you kind of help me out with that. But the numbers have dropped from around 400,000 down to around 120,000, 130,000 power outages just in the time since the storm. So that's pretty remarkable. And just the amount of movement with the hotels and some of the parking lots and everything else around Baton Rouge, when you see the number of trucks that were in, those numbers don't surprise me. Just from personal experience and seeing these things over the years, numbers may not keep dropping that fast, because once you get down into those hardest hit areas, you know, a lot of times you have infrastructure issues. It's not just, you know, a quote unquote quick fix kind of thing, you know, to get the service back up. But I think it's been pretty remarkable what they've done so far. So DEMCO is another one up in this area that's really, you know, gotten after it. So hats off to those guys.
Mike, what happened in Baton Rouge with this storm? I was just wondering.
So, there were trees down in some of the surrounding parishes, and you know, we had issues with some outages, you know, with regular thunderstorms, because, you know, with the drought conditions last year, with the condition of the trees and some other factors. But I mean, overall, Baton Rouge came out really well. I think if you, just big picture wise, you know, we try not to spike the football when people are still dealing with problems in certain areas and everything, but we were really spared a lot of problems when you consider it was a Cat 2 hitting, you know, the southeast corner of the state. You know, there was a, there's a lot to be thankful for, even with the work that's left to be done.
You know, I think it's a great phrase because I used, you know, football analogies a lot of times throughout all of this that, you know, and again, we all go through storms, and it's kind of like the NFL in that, or a football season in that, okay, we're all tired and everything else, but after a storm comes through, we don't get to go on vacation or anything. Guess what? There's another game coming up, right? And you got to get ready and you got to keep playing. So the point I guess I'm trying to make is, when it comes to patients with the utility workers, everybody's tired. When it comes to patients with neighbors, when it comes to patients with whomever, everybody's tired. So we all need to just kind of count our blessings in this. No loss of life, as I understand it, right?
Wait, right. And I'll give you another sports analogy. So I was talking to the FEMA Region 6 administrator because they've been on the ground now for a couple of days. And he was like, you know, we got through the first quarter with a pretty good score. You know, when you look at, you know, like you said, no fatalities and those type things. But, you know, there's a lot of game left, right, when it comes to the recovery and all those steps. So we have to stay after it, look for, you know, the support that's needed, you know, reach out to FEMA where there's a need and make sure those things get addressed. And of course, you know, Governor Landry is going to be traveling down into South Louisiana again, you know, kind of taking a look at some of those impacted areas and meet with those officials down there to kind of chart that course out. We have to give our local officials kind of time to do their damage assessment work. We've created the link damage.la.gov. We encourage any homeowners with damage to report their damage to that site. That helps us. It helps the local officials kind of map out where they need to be looking for the recovery process. Everybody still needs to file a claim with their insurance company. That's the first line of defense. But if there is assistance beyond that available, you know, providing that information to sites like that will help out.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. It's la.damage.gov. I want to talk about some of the
damage.la.gov.
Is there no LA at the top at the beginning?
No.
Damage.la.gov.
That's it.
That's what I meant. Anyway, we'll take a break, pick it up when we come back with Mike Steele, Communications Director, Governor's Office of Homeland Security, Emergency Preparedness. I want to talk about the Terrebonne Parish, St. Mary, the areas that were hardest hit, Lafourche, et cetera, and what areas of the state are going to need the most help when we come back. If you all have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Mike Steele, Communications Director for the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, Traffic Now, WWL. I 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Steele, Communications Director, Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. You know, Mike, it's like a pebble in a pond, and I don't have to tell you this, but if you don't have power at your home, that's the center of your universe, right? And everything else spreads out from there. But when the governor took his helicopter tour yesterday, and in terms of landfall of Francine, the hardest impact are the hardest hit areas of the state. What did he see and what are you hearing?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, one of the things, you know, still going back to this power situation, we cannot stress generator safety enough. Mm-hmm. You know, we had some situations kind of in the Baton Rouge area where carbon monoxide detectors probably played a role in keeping a couple of families safe. You know, just make sure you're operating those things properly. And
you're talking about post-Francine?
Right. Right.
I'm going to tell you what, without, Mike, if I might jump in for a second, without the public awareness that everybody has engaged in since Ida, I'll bet you that might not have happened. I'll bet it could have been a tragedy.
Right. And we that's the last thing any of us want to hear is getting through the storm relatively safely and then potentially losing somebody or a family, you know, because of those type conditions. But that's just something we cannot stress enough. And the other is, you know, when the governor and our director and everybody meets with these local officials, you know, in areas where the power is being restored relatively quickly and everything, there's not a big push for commodities like water and MREs and everything because the stores are open. So it's not our job to really compete with the commercial stores and grocery stores and everything else. So they're looking at these areas where the power is a major, major problem. You're probably going to see points of distribution locations open up to hand out these commodities and everything. Some of that could come out later today with those locations. They're trying to iron those details out. All of those things are here and ready to be distributed. You know, we just have to figure out where they're needed most and meet with the local officials on those type things. The other thing is, you know, trying to stay out of the way. You know, if you have these utility crews around and the conditions maybe on the road aren't that safe, you know, if you can stay out of some of these areas or stay off the roads, you know, it's always a good idea to kind of go somewhere else if you can, if you have that capability. So another thing is the heat's going to start coming back. I think some of the heat indexes in some parts of the state are going to be approaching triple digits. You know, we've had kind of a break with the weather the past few days, but if you're working around your home and trying to take care of a lot of things, you know, please use caution with the heat, because that's typically another factor that comes into play.
Mike, somebody texted in here, and the first part is just, you know, I feel, some compassion for this. I'm resigned to the fact I'll probably be the last to have energy restored, just like after Ida last time. It took over 5 weeks. The only thing I would tell you is I was out for like 10 days after Ida, but it was because of a snapped utility pole, so you never can tell how long it's going to take. I wouldn't resign yourself to 5 weeks. But let me get to this part. A person that texted in said, I can't even get out of my yard because there's a big branch blocking my car and I'm not strong enough to move it. For people that are in this situation, do you have any recommendations for them where maybe it might be somebody that is either physically challenged or older or something, or not strong enough to move a big branch, or maybe it's just a giant branch, where they can get some help with this?
Well, I can't speak for every parish. My wife does work with Baton Rouge Area Sheriff's Office, and I know they spent a lot of time the past couple of days helping out with situations that sounded kind of similar to that. So I would reach out to the local officials, make sure they understand what's happening, and maybe they can get a deputy or I know state troopers are going around. There was one injured removing a tree off a highway in the Gonzales area. So I know they've been using chainsaws a lot and have a lot in their state police units and those type things as well. So I would definitely make sure you reach out to someone to make sure they're aware of that situation.
And maybe fire department or something like that, not an emergency anything, but I'm sure you can find somebody, some agency that'll help you, some fire department, fireman, policeman, like you said, somebody that'll help you get this taken care of so you can.
I've never seen a situation where they wouldn't respond to something like that. Let me put it to you that way.
Thank you, Mike. Hey, look, you know what? Real quick, before we let you go, 20, 30 seconds left here. What worked really well during this storm? I know I think we got, in a lot of ways, a break. People that got flooded or without power don't want to hear that. But for the overall big picture, what was it that your takeaway that worked here?
So I think leadership. I think our leadership here at GOSEP, the governor, everybody really did a good job considering we only had like a 2-day window to kind of prepare for this one. the amount of movement and pre-positioning of assets, all those type things was incredible. And then seeing the shift from Southwest Louisiana to Southeast Louisiana, that caused even more, you know, kind of scrambling last minute, and just those efforts. And then obviously the work of the utility crews so far has been tremendous.
But now's not the time to blow it. Keep aware of that generator safety and report your damage to damage.la.gov. I guess you go to State Fire Marshal's website, Mike, to get generator tips and so forth.
Yeah, so we have it on emergency.la.gov. That's one of our sites. We're consolidating a lot of that information. We're pushing it out on push alerts, the fire marshal, Louisiana Department of Health. A lot of people have been sharing that information, and we appreciate it. So
emergency.la.gov. Don't take any chances with these generators. There's going to come a time where you got to service them, change oil as well. So we'll try to get somebody on to talk about that as well. Thank you, Mike Steele. God bless you, man. Get some rest. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Second Harvest. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Time now for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.